This is 5 Minute Friday! Welcome everyone to today's episode. We have a fantastic guest on today. His name is Brian Johnson, and he lived in Ecuador for 2 years in his early 20s and became inspired to devote his life to improving the lives of others. In January 2007, he founded a company called Braintree, which was twice named one of the fastest growing companies in America by Inc. magazine. Then in 2013, eBay and PayPal bought Braintree for $800 million in cash. In October 2014, he launched the OS Fund, which investing in world-changing technologies that promise to rewrite the operating systems of life. He's an outdoor enthusiast, pilot, children's book author, and has climbed some of the tallest mountains in the world. He's a father, an all-around incredible human being.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
We set the tone internally that we wanted the very best people, that we just didn't have a safety net internally. If someone wasn't up to par with what they were supposed to do, we didn't have a training program to help them. We didn't have another department to shift them. We just said, go out and be awesome. And we want people to praise you and write you love letters. And so we did small things. For example, I would post job ads on Craigslist, and I would put on the very top, if you refer someone for this position, I will pay you $5,000, because my first assumption was, if you're reading the job ad, you're probably not the person I want to hire, which was, I mean, all irony aside, I was a guy looking on that job ad a while back myself. But the most exceptional people are typically, you know, satisfied with their job. And so then I would list out, please do not apply if. And we'd try to list out characteristics that weren't consistent with our environment, that we'd do, please do apply if. But the goal was, we wanted the very best people to jump out of their chairs and say, yes, like, this is it. This is where I want to work. And so we tried to build on that culture where everyone felt that they were working with someone who was just as exceptional as them.
That's amazing. And how many employees did you end up having?
I believe it was around 150 or so at the time of acquisition.
Okay, wow. What was the biggest challenge, you know, running a company of 150 employees for you when previously it looks like you were running, you know, smaller companies than that? What was there a challenge when you scaled it to that level, or was it fine for you?
No, it was perpetually a challenge. I mean, constantly a challenge. I mean, so I learned a couple lessons I thought were useful. One is that everybody always has a pebble in their shoe. Everyone's always upset about something, a relationship, a process, a job responsibility, a like whatever. And so I did these weekly town hall meetings where we'd get together, and I didn't want to talk about, I mean, I'd do a quick company update, but then I just wanted to spend time talking about how people felt about the company, what was bothering them, what were they excited about. And I would just let this awkward silence sit. And I would invite, because like, I knew what the scuttlebutt was. Like, I knew what people were worried about. I knew what people were, you know, were talking about in the hushed whispers. But we'd finally get it on the table, and we talk about really honest, true stuff. And it was like group therapy. And we got it on the table, and we established this culture of true transparency. And it just set the tone for how we could weather the challenges together, because we inevitably had so many challenges, but our ability to maintain an honest relationship was really the glue that allowed us to weather it and go through all the challenges that you inevitably do growing a company to that size.
So do you recommend any company, you know, with 1,000 employees or 5 employees, do a town hall meeting? Did you do it once a week? And do you recommend that anyone should do this?
Well, I mean, at a certain size, I can't speak from experience once you get to 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000. But I will say that one of the biggest government agencies that works on keeping the country secure came in and toured the company one time. And they had this problem where they called it the Steve problem. And there was this guy within the organization, Steve, that was a real jerk. Like he was rude to people and he stomped on them and he pushed people down on his way up and he kept on getting promoted. And so a whole bunch of people like little Steves popped up. Like everybody wanted to be like Steve because that was the type of personality people wanted. They saw that was what was getting rewarded. And so I'd spend a lot of time telling stories about people inside of Braintree who went above and beyond the call of duty and who got people to write them love letters because they were so exceptional in what they did. And so I think storytelling was a big part of identifying people who truly exemplified it and keeping that as the key metric for what kind of culture you want to build. I mean, it's the narratives you create, it's the stories you tell, and it's repeating that again and again and again to reinforce who you are, what you stand for. And I think those things can be done at all levels because you set the tone on what is desirable and undesirable behaviors.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.